Good morning, a Tuesday morning, and that can only mean Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, who joins us each Tuesday to talk about the news of the day. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, let's look at SUNY Poly there in the news again. It has to do with a property and about $20 million. Explain.
Well, this is a former Xerox center in the Rochester area that SUNY Poly bought a few years ago, acquired a few years ago for about $39 million. Well, now it turns out a North Carolina startup that makes all these tiny acoustic radio frequency filters for your smartphone has bought it for a rock bottom price. They bought this property that originally cost $39 million for a couple of million dollars, and they're going to use it to create up to 200 jobs, which is supposedly a good investment for the region. And the name of the company is Acoustic Technologies, and their stock shot up on the stock market once they purchased this because it's going to allow them to get quickly into business. The property is about 57 acres, and it's outside Rochester, and it's being regarded as a good deal, even though it did cost SUNY Poly quite a bit more money back in 2010.
From that money to grant money and New York courts and the state budget director, a story in the paper today. Explain.
Well, this has to do with a program where the state had promised special funding to certain schools around the state that were failing. But then it turned out that some of them improved using the state grant money, and then they were taken off the list of failing schools and their funding was cut off. So they went to court, and back at the end of last year, the courts ordered the state to release the additional money to these schools, 20 school districts, including Albany, and it totals about $69 million. Well, the state appealed it, but now an appellate court has told the state to go ahead and pay the school districts the money while they continue debating whether they're entitled to it because they're depending on this money to continue these programs to improve the schools. Albany schools will benefit from it. They'll get some money for middle school that has been having some problems. But the fight goes on, but the state has to pony up the money so the school programs can continue.
Speaking of a fight, let's talk about Albany Catholic priest Peter Young.
Yeah, this is the latest round in an ongoing dispute between a state agency that oversees services to combat alcoholism and substance abuse and this addiction treatment network founded by Father Young. He's a well-known Catholic priest in the region whose organization has provided treatment and job training to thousands over the years. Our story today by Brendan Lyons says Father Young's agency is suing the State Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Services. They call that OASIS. The petition filed in court accuses OASIS of pushing Father Young's organization out of business by not letting it apply for any state grants. At the heart of this conflict is a problem back in 2011 and 2012 where five people in Young's organization were accused and later found guilty of crimes ranging from padding expenses to embezzlement. That probe came after Father Young's group reported it to OASIS, and now the state is not letting OASIS apply for any grants. They're saying they're not complying with the rules that OASIS set forward, and Father Young's group is saying a particular attorney in OASIS has been a bully to Father Young's organization and is trying to shut it down. So it's now in court, and a judge says the state has till April 7th to reply.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joining us. For more, you can go to timesunion.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks as always.
Thank you, David.